This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Coronavirus has reached all 50 U.S. states plus Washington, D.C., according to the Washington Post. As the country hunkers down, President Trump is asking Congress to help Americans through a financial storm. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some senators say the economic aid package could reach $1 trillion, including direct checks to residents.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin's been negotiating the package with congressional leaders for the president.
We want to get it done and have a big infusion.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn until one passes. It would be the most far-reaching economic rescue package since the Great Recession, with all sides agreeing more aid is needed to handle what's coming. But some Republicans say they're leery of the massive number. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's dramatic escalation of social restrictions to fight COVID-19 has been sparked by new scientific evidence suggesting that 250,000 people in the UK and more than 1 million in the United States might die if the countries don't suppress the virus spread. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Scientists have published an analysis drawing on data from Italy, the hardest hit European country, with now well over 2,000 deaths. They find a strategy of mitigation, slowing but not stopping the spread of the virus, while protecting vulnerable groups like the elderly, would still lead to a huge number of cases that would overwhelm the healthcare system. However, a suppression strategy would sharply reduce the death toll, but would need to be maintained until a vaccine becomes available, potentially 18 months or more. For most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, but complications can occur. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You're listening to VOA News. China said Tuesday it will invalidate the credentials of three major news organizations in response to new restrictions in the United States placed on Chinese media companies. VOA's David Byrd has more.
China's foreign ministry said in a news release, American journalists employed by the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, whose press credentials are set to expire at the end of the year, have to turn in their credentials within 10 days. The ministry maintained the revocations were a necessary response to what it said was the abuse of Chinese media without cause. China also said the China-based operations of five U.S. media companies, including The Voice of America, The Washington Post, The New York Times, and Time magazine, must submit written information about their staffing, finances, and real estate in China. China's moves come in response to the Trump administration's recent classification of five Chinese media organizations as foreign missions and the placing of limits on the number of Chinese citizens who could work for them. In Washington, I'm David Byrd.
Voters in Arizona, Illinois, and Florida went to the polling places today to cast ballots in their state's Democratic primaries, despite worries about the coronavirus outbreak that forced Ohio to postpone its voting. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are competing for the chance to challenge Republican President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. In the state of Ohio, leaders supported voters in seeking a court order to postpone the vote because of the coronavirus. The election has now been postponed until June. A Pennsylvania distillery owner angry over the skyrocketing price of hand sanitizer has decided to do something about it. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The founder of Eight Oaks Farm Distillery has decided to make hand sanitizer instead of spirits.
As we went through this process of, you know, just like everybody is trying to deal with this situation with coronavirus and everything that's going on around the world right now, you try to gauge what it is that is the right thing to do.
And what really pushed Chad Butters was the price of hand sanitizer.
I was Googling how much is hand sanitizer, and we came up with the very first result on Google was $328 for a one-ounce bottle. I think that's ridiculous. It's shameful.
His price?
We'll give it to them for free, and then we'll also push it out to other customers within the community, and all we ask is a donation so that we can keep this thing going.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge on Tuesday sentenced former Congressman Duncan Hunter to 11 months in prison after the California Republican pleaded guilty to stealing campaign funds. Hunter resigned his congressional seat in December, days after pleading guilty, saying he wanted to avoid a trial. The judge rejected appeals from Hunter's lawyers that the ex-Marine should be granted home confinement instead of a prison cell. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.